This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, back to jobs for a second, as promised, and the value of a trend line. You graph the jobs added to this economy the last 3 months. It's pretty good. 269,000 new jobs in April, 583,000 new jobs in May, 850,000 in June. It would be nice if that graph kept going like that, up and to the right, as we look forward to a full jobs recovery. But it's not gonna. A lot of reasons for that, of course, some pandemic-related, some not. But there's also just reality. Because as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, in the labor market, as sometimes in life, the last couple of miles to that destination can be the hardest.
First, while we are adding a lot of jobs month after month now, a lot of people are still knocked out of the labor force, not working or even looking. Kurt Long is chief economist at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions.
We're still not seeing the kind of mass exodus from off the sideline to the ranks of the employed that we thought we might be getting this summer.
More than 3 million people have dropped out of the workforce. Long-term unemployment is high and rising.
We do still have a long slog, and it's going to be some time before we get all these folks back integrated into the labor market.
And there are some high hurdles in the way of getting back to full employment pre-pandemic style. Hotels, bars, and restaurants are still down more than 2 million jobs. And we're still in the hole in education, government, business services, manufacturing, retail. Nearly 2 million women left the labor force, says Emily Martin at the National Women's Law Center. And while 150,000 of them returned last month,
97% of those women are returning as unemployed. There's still a lot of work to reabsorb, to bring back women.
Some fundamentals in the labor market may have shifted, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network. People taking early retirement, staying home with kids, or deciding not to take low-level jobs unless they pay enough to live on.
The number of people in the labor force as a proportion of the jobs is steadily decreasing. And that means there won't be this excess supply of labor that employers have really grown to rely on over the past several decades.
Meaning employers might have to work harder and pay more to get the workers they need. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.